Third parak of Nida, fifth Mishnah, Mapelas Tumtum Vandragonis. If she gave birth to something which is unknown gender or double gender, Teshul is often a keva. You have to also be Mesupik if it's considered male, Hachlochli a female. Tumtum Vizacher, Androgynous Vizacher. If she gave birth to a Tumtum and a Zacher and a drug is in Zacher, also Teshul is often a keva. In other words, this Tana holds that both Tumtum and an Androgynous are suffering the cave, and therefore if there's a zacher together with a tumtum, you have to be choshish that it's on the cave, and therefore you have to have the tum attire, both the zacher and the cave. Tumtum in the cave, and drugs in the cave, teshim in the cave, bavad, that in this situation they gave birth to a suffix plus in the cave, it's enough to be yoshev for the time in the cave. Why? Because either way you go, even if it was a zacher, but the Meitum of Nekeva is longer, so you can be Choshev the Meitum of Nekeva, which is the Chumra. You tell me you can be Mekil because you're going to give the Meitayah of Nekeva. Anyway, you can be Mekil because we know for sure that this woman gave birth also to a Nekeva. If she didn't give birth to a Nekeva other than this, then we're in doubt and we can't be Mekil to give her the Meitayah of a Nekeva. Yotze Mechuta Chamasuras, the child came out, the fetus was born either chopped in pieces or backwards, the feet first. Yotze Ruba Hareku Yolid. Then when the majority of the body came out, either in pieces or from the foot down, it's considered born. But Yotze Gadaka, regular birth, Achi Yotze Roiv Roisha. It's enough, and the majority of the head came out and it's considered born, even though the majority of the body did not come out. That's enough that its forehead came out, and that's what they considered born halachic.